time pack today, Josh?
I think it's quite clear, obviously, massively disappointed. Coming into the game in good form and picking up two crucial wins over after the Rangers game has been massive for us, and it's a tough time of year to play, and to be honest, the last couple of games we've probably not been at our best. The high standards that we set have not been nowhere near, but we've managed to dig deep and dig out results, and today, just if you keep playing that way, it is going to bite you in the bum sometimes, and you're not going to get your result. And today we learned a harsh lesson that if you don't stick to the high standards that we've set ourselves, you'll get nothing out of football, and that's what's happened today.
It took a long time to create too many kind of clear cut chances, but there was that big one at the end where Grant Adams got a hand.
Yeah, obviously, I think I've just spoke to Shanks there. I think he's pulled off a great save. And sometimes in football, like you say, we didn't create enough of them chances. So you can't just say when we create one, it's got to go in, because football's not like that. You've got to beat the keeper in front of you, to beat the defenders. You know what I mean? The team in front of you. So really disappointed that we weren't able to create any other clear cut chances apart from that one. So like I said before, we probably deserve what we got today. Really do.
You're in a kind of strange place where you're a wee bit off the top and you're kind of gap between second and third. Obviously, it's not acceptable to say you're kind of safe there, but what do you do then to make sure the kind of standards stay high?
You win every game. You win every game, simple. Every game that you go into, you want to win. And that's the standards that we set at this football club, and we won't look at the league table. I've not even looked at the league table. I heard today at the end of the game we're 8 points. To be honest, I've not even once looked. I know where Rangers are, I know where we are, and I know where everybody else is. But every time I go into a game, I don't look at that before and think, oh, if we don't get a result, oh, we're fine here. We win the football game, and that's been clear from the start of the season. Never mind if Rangers are in the league or not. We go in it every game and want to win. And today, we didn't start well enough. We didn't pick up to the pace. Second half, we give it a good effort, but nowhere near what we're capable of doing. And we found out that sometimes if you don't raise your game and you're not at them standards, that you can't win football matches at that standard. And that's what happened today.
Thank you very much.
It's the third time this season that you've lost to the bottom team. What do you think makes it so difficult?
Good question. To be honest, people will say, oh, we're looking at, you know, coming into the game and probably looking at the teams right at the bottom and thinking we're going to turn up and win. But to be honest, I've never felt that attitude is in the group of that we've got. In some cases, sometimes that does happen, you know, and you go into games and you're not right at it because of the fact that you're so high above them and they're so far below you, you know, and you just think that sometimes that you're going to turn up, but not with this group. And that's been the disappointing thing, that we've managed to get great results in the weeks coming up to these games, and then to be honest, it's a tough question to answer, to be honest. And I just felt that the games that we haven't turned up and we haven't performed to the standards that we've set, we've been punished for that, and today we're just like the other two results, like you say, that when you don't play at your best, you get punished.
You haven't got a huge squad. There's a couple of suspensions, a couple of injuries as well. Would you like to see some fresh faces this month?
Nah, that's up to the manager. That's nothing to do with me and the backroom staff. They've brought Shanks in. He did brilliantly last week, coming on, getting the goal, and was delighted for him. But you know, it's going to be a hard thing coming into this team and just playing. So big Shanks will know that he's been a great face to add for us. He's been a great attitude around the place. You know, he's come down and from Aberdeen, and he's in training this week. He's been brilliant, and you can tell why he ended up there, you know, last season. So to be honest, I can't really say myself, or we need this. That's just totally out of my thing, and that's up to the manager. And at the end of the day, we've been winning games. You've got to remember that with the squad that we've got, the team that we have, and the people on the bench, the young boys that have been coming in have been doing outstanding. So to be honest, if you look on the recent form, and if the bring finish is in good, if they don't, we've been doing well enough that we feel that we've got a good enough squad here that to go on and win games.
Oh, the new lad has come in and given a kind of boost, if you like.
Yeah, so that, yeah, yeah. Kind of that effect does happen. Yeah, yeah, definitely. But it's one for the manager to look at. And like you say, it's a month in January. It's a funny month. A couple of faces can change things, but the way that we're going, we're doing well.
You obviously don't want to lose it either.
Sorry?
You obviously won't want to lose anything from this squad either.
No, obviously not. We need to stay together and push on now from now to the end of the season, which is crucial for everybody involved, the fans and the people that have stood by us. We know where we want to be next season, and we said that from the start, so nothing's changed that.
Grand.